Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, the podcast where we break down investing in Vietnam.
Oh.
And today, we're diving deep into logistics.
That's right.
Specifically, the legal and regulatory stuff you need to know if you're thinking about investing in this sector.
Exciting sector.
We've got a great guide from Harley Miller Law Firm to help us understand it all.
My employer as well.
And, you know, it really is a booming sector. Vietnam's becoming such a big player in global trade.
Oh, absolutely.
So
logistics is key.
The guide mentions that Vietnam's logistics market is worth a huge amount, like $65 to $70 billion already.
Wow.
And it's still growing so fast.
That it is.
What's driving that?
Well, a lot of factors, actually.
Okay.
First, you've got Vietnam's location.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in the heart of Southeast Asia, making it a perfect gateway for goods moving in and out of the region.
So it's all about location.
Yeah. And then you've got Vietnam's manufacturing industry, which is expanding so rapidly.
And that, of course, increases the demand for logistics.
Absolutely.
I see.
And as Vietnam becomes even more integrated into the global economy,
uh-huh.
it's just going to keep growing.
Yeah.
More trade means more demand for a really strong logistics infrastructure.
It all feeds into itself.
Exactly.
And that's where investors come in.
Right.
It's not just moving boxes around anymore.
Oh, no.
We're talking specialized areas like keeping food and medicine properly chilled.
Cold chain logistics.
Fulfilling online orders and all those high-tech solutions to manage it all.
It's a whole new world.
Right.
And foreign investors with the right expertise and resources can make a real difference here.
Absolutely.
Plus, the Vietnamese government is really committed to improving infrastructure.
Yeah.
Investing a lot in expanding ports and highways.
Which makes logistics more efficient and attractive.
Exactly.
But you need to know the rules of the game.
Of course.
So let's talk about the legal framework.
Okay.
The foundation here seems to be the law on investment and the law on enterprises.
Well, are both updated recently.
And then you've got Vietnam's commitments to the World Trade Organization.
Very important for international trade.
And then specifically for logistics, we have Decree 163.
That's the one.
It seems like they're really making an effort to encourage foreign investment with all these updates.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm thinking about the new investment law.
The one that came into effect at the beginning of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about simplifying things and attracting more foreign investment.
It's a good sign.
It is.
And the guide also highlights some specific initiatives to boost the logistics sector.
Oh, yeah. There are a few key ones.
Okay.
You've got the Logistics Development Plan.
Uh-huh.
It lays out a roadmap for making Vietnam's logistics sector more competitive and efficient.
They're thinking long term.
Absolutely.
And then there's Decree 163, which we already mentioned.
Right. It outlines all the ground rules for logistics services.
So foreign investors know what they can and can't do.
Exactly.
And then we can't forget about Resolution 41.
Right.
It aims to bring Vietnam's logistics services up to global standards.
And integrate them into international supply chains.
They're covering all the bases.
It creates a stable and attractive environment for investors.
It's also helpful to know which government bodies are involved.
Oh, for sure.
The guide mentions the Ministry of Planning and Investment,
mm-hmm.
the Ministry of Transport,
yeah.
and the Ministry of Industry and Trade.
Those are your key players.
If you're thinking about investing in Vietnam's logistics sector, you'll probably be interacting with them.
Most likely.
So how can investors actually participate in this sector?
Well, there are a few different ways.
The guide starts with setting up a company that's completely owned by foreign investors.
Right. That's a popular choice.
For those who want more control.
Exactly.
But you can also do a joint venture with a Vietnamese company.
That's a good way to tap into local expertise.
And connections.
It depends on your risk tolerance and investment strategy.
Yeah.
And then you've got public-private partnerships, or PPPs.
Where private companies team up with the government on big projects.
Usually infrastructure.
And for investors who want to hit the ground running, there are mergers and acquisitions.
Buying an existing company already in the logistics space?
So many options.
Oh, there is.
But I know there are restrictions on foreign ownership in some areas.
That's where it can get tricky.
Yeah.
You really need to understand the specific regulations for the type of logistics business you're interested in.
Makes sense.
Article 4 of Decree 163 lays out the ownership limits for different subsectors.
Okay.
For example, if you're looking at handling containers at a port, foreign ownership might be limited. But for services like freight transport or warehousing, you might be able to have full foreign ownership.
So it's crucial to know the specifics.
Absolutely.
This is where having expert guidance could be really valuable.
Oh, definitely. A firm like Harley Miller Law Firm can really help you navigate those regulations.
Their expertise could save you a lot of headaches.
For sure.
Joint ventures are still popular.
Especially in areas with foreign ownership limitations.
Or where a local partner's knowledge gives you an edge.
Exactly. But choosing the right partner is crucial.
You need someone you can trust.
And who shares your vision.
And a clear agreement that spells out everyone's roles and responsibilities.
Absolutely.
It sounds like strong partnerships are key to success in Vietnam's logistics sector.
They are. And don't underestimate the value of building relationships with the government agencies involved.
Good communication goes a long way.
It does.
So you've chosen your investment approach, found a reliable partner, and you're ready to dive in. What's next?
Well, that's where the licensing and approval process comes in.
And that can be pretty complex, right?
It can be, especially for those who are new to Vietnam's business environment.
Can you walk us through the typical steps?
Sure.
I know the guide lays it out, but it's helpful to hear it from an expert.
Of course. So the first step is getting an investment registration certificate, or IRC.
And you get that from the Department of Planning and Investment.
Right, it's like your first hurdle.
Okay.
Once you have that, you need to apply for an enterprise registration certificate, or ERC.
From the Business Registration Office.
That officially registers your business in Vietnam.
So now you're in business, at least on paper.
Right. But you're not done yet.
Wait,
You'll
wait.
need specific licenses for your logistics operations.
Like what?
If you're transporting goods, you'll need a transportation license. If you're handling imports and exports, you'll need a customs broker license.
So it's about making sure you're operating legally.
And complying with all the regulations.
And of course, registering with the tax authorities.
And getting your tax code.
No one wants tax problems.
Definitely not.
What kind of documents do investors need for all this?
You'll need a detailed business plan.
Outlining your goals and strategies.
Right, and financial statements to show your financial health.
And information about the person representing your company in Vietnam.
It's all about transparency.
Showing you're serious and capable.
Exactly.
But this process takes time, right?
It does. It can take 3 to 6 months to get all the approvals and licenses.
So patience is key.
It is. And having local legal counsel like the experts at Harley Miller Law Firm can be really helpful
They can guide you through the process.
and help you avoid any pitfalls.
It sounds like they can really make things smoother.
They can, and they can also warn you about potential challenges during the licensing process.
What kind of challenges?
Well, the procedures can be bureaucratic.
Lots of paperwork, multiple agencies.
Yeah, things might move slower than you're used to.
And you might have to meet minimum capital requirements.
Depending on your operation.
And of course, you need to make sure you're complying with all the sector-specific regulations.
It's all about doing your homework.
Being prepared and having the right people to help you.
And don't underestimate the value of cultural understanding.
Understanding Vietnamese business culture can make a difference.
It really can.
So we've covered the legal framework, the investment options, and the licensing process.
It's a good foundation for understanding the regulatory side of investing in Vietnam's logistics sector.
But there's still so much more to explore.
There is.
In the next part of our deep dive, we'll look into the financial aspects of investing in logistics, including taxes, incentives, and some of the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
Stay tuned. So let's talk about taxes and incentives.
That's the fun stuff.
Well, every business owner wants to know about taxes.
Of course, especially when investing in a new market.
Right. So for foreign logistics companies in Vietnam, you've got a few to be aware of.
Like what?
Well, there's the corporate income tax, or CIT,
Okay.
and then there's a value-added tax, or VAT.
All right, so those are pretty standard. What about employee income?
Yeah, you've got personal income tax for employees, which we call PIT here. And for certain transactions that cross borders, you might come across foreign contractor tax, or FCT.
So a few different taxes to keep in mind.
But now for the good news.
The incentives.
Exactly. The Vietnamese government actually offers some really attractive tax incentives to encourage foreign investment,
That's great to hear.
especially in sectors they consider a priority, and certain logistics activities actually qualify.
So what kind of incentives are we talking about?
Well, you might be eligible for a lower CIT rate for a certain period,
Okay.
and you might also get tax holidays or even tax reductions in those initial years of operation.
So some significant potential savings there.
Definitely. And to help you get your operations up and running, you might even be exempt from import duties on certain equipment and materials.
That's fantastic. But I'm guessing there are some conditions.
Of course, you don't just get these incentives automatically.
What do you have to do?
Well, location is a big factor. Investing in a less developed area could increase your chances.
Makes sense. They want to encourage growth in those regions.
Exactly. And the size of your project matters too. Larger projects tend to be more attractive.
I see.
And the specific sector you're in plays a role as well. If you're involved in high-tech logistics, that's a big plus.
So it's about aligning with the government's goals for the sector.
Exactly. And it's important to stay informed because Vietnam has been making its tax system more digital and aligning it with international standards.
So it's a dynamic environment.
It is any changes could impact your logistics business.
Now, we can't run a logistics operation without people.
Right. People are your most valuable asset.
So what are some of the important labor laws that foreign companies need to know about?
Well, first and foremost, you need a written employment contract for every employee.
Okay, no verbal agreements.
Exactly. Everything needs to be clear and documented.
Good practice.
And there are minimum wage requirements, of course, but those can vary depending on the region. And like many countries, there are social health and unemployment insurance contributions that employers are responsible for.
Important safety nets for employees.
And there are regulations about overtime work and mandatory rest periods.
So employee well-being is a priority.
Definitely, yeah, if you're thinking about bringing in staff from overseas,
Yeah.
you'll need to understand the work permit process.
What does that involve?
Well, you have to get approval for the specific position you want to fill.
Show that you can't find those skills locally.
Right, and then you gather all the necessary documents for your employee coming from abroad.
Qualifications, background check, health certificate, all that.
Exactly. Then you submit the work permit application to the Department of Labor, Invalids, and Social Affairs.
They review everything and make a decision.
And don't forget, there are rules about the ratio of foreign to local employees.
So there are limits on how many foreign workers you can bring in.
There are, and there are also requirements for training and developing Vietnamese staff.
A win-win situation.
Exactly. It helps your business and builds a skilled workforce in Vietnam.
Okay, so we've covered the people side of things. What about the physical space you need land to build warehouses and operate your logistics business?
That's right.
But I've heard there are some restrictions on land ownership for foreigners.
You're right. Foreign investors can't directly own land in Vietnam.
So what are the options?
You can lease it for a long time,
How long?
up to 50 years, with the possibility of extending it to 70 years.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And the most important thing is to secure a land use rights certificate.
Like a deed proving your right to use the land.
Exactly. And keep in mind that land rental fees can vary quite a bit.
What affects that?
Well, location is a big factor. Land in prime areas will be more expensive.
Makes sense.
And the specific way you plan to use land also matters.
Okay.
And you need to make sure you comply with any zoning laws.
So you can't just set up shop anywhere.
And if you're planning to build, you'll need to follow building codes and safety standards.
To ensure everything's safe and structurally sound.
Exactly. And for larger projects, you might also have to conduct an environmental impact assessment.
To understand how your project might affect the surrounding environment.
Right. And of course, fire safety and prevention measures are essential.
Safety should always be a top priority.
Absolutely.
Now, what about regulations related to the actual logistics operations? Are there specific things to be aware of?
Well, environmental regulations are becoming more strict, especially for operations involving potentially hazardous materials or high energy use.
So it's about minimizing your environmental impact.
Right. And when it comes to moving goods across borders,
Customs and trade.
Vietnam has been modernizing its customs procedures.
Which is great for businesses.
Yeah, they've implemented an electronic customs declaration system.
So faster processing times.
And less paperwork. And they've also adopted risk-based inspection procedures.
So not every shipment is inspected with the same intensity.
Right. And there's a program called the Authorized Economic Operator Program, or AEO.
I've heard of that.
It gives benefits like simplified customs procedures to companies that meet certain standards.
So it rewards good behavior.
What about imports and exports?
What are some of the key things logistics companies should know?
Well, certain goods might require specific licenses to import or export,
Okay.
and there might be restrictions on importing used machinery and equipment.
To protect local industries.
Right, and you'll need to comply with all the technical standards and labeling requirements.
To make sure the goods are safe and meet quality standards.
Now, Vietnam has signed several free trade agreements, or FTAs.
Which affect logistics investments.
Absolutely. There's the CPTPP and the EVFTA.
Those are big ones.
They've led to increased market access and reduced tariffs.
So it's cheaper to trade with Vietnam's FTA partners.
And that's boosted trade volumes, which in turn increases demand for logistics services.
A positive ripple effect.
Now let's talk about some of the challenges that foreign investors might face in Vietnam's logistics sector.
It's important to be realistic.
Of course. Well, the regulatory environment can be complex.
As we've discussed.
And there can be infrastructure bottlenecks.
Especially in more rural areas.
Right. And the Vietnamese logistics market is very competitive.
So you need to be prepared to stand out.
And there can be cultural and language barriers.
So building strong relationships with local partners is really important.
Absolutely.
So what advice would you give to foreign investors considering Vietnam's logistics sector?
Well, I would say the most important thing is to do your due diligence.
Research the market, understand the regulations.
Right. Find your niche.
And get expert legal and consulting guidance.
Absolutely. Talk to the team at Harley Miller Law Firm. They can help you navigate the Vietnamese legal system.
And make sure you're in compliance.
And building relationships with local partners is crucial.
For navigating the business landscape and understanding the culture?
Exactly. And investing in employee training and development is another smart move.
Helps your business and helps build a skilled workforce in Vietnam.
And of course, stay informed about regulatory changes and market trends.
Don't get caught off guard.
And finally, make sure you have solid compliance and risk management systems in place.
To operate ethically and legally and protect your business.
It's all about building a sustainable and responsible business for the long term.
So what does the future hold for Vietnam's logistics sector?
Oh, it's exciting.
What trends are you seeing?
Well, continued development of infrastructure is a big one.
Like new ports and expressways.
Exactly.
To make transportation more efficient and reduce costs.
And technology is playing a huge role, too.
Like AI and IoT.
Yeah. And even blockchain.
It's changing everything.
It is making companies more efficient and responsive.
And creating new opportunities for investors.
And e-commerce logistics is another big trend.
With more people shopping online, the demand for fast and reliable delivery is growing rapidly.
And cold chain logistics is a growth area as well.
For transporting food and pharmaceuticals.
And on the regulatory side, I think we'll continue to see liberalization of the sector.
Making it even more attractive for foreign investors.
Exactly.
So it's a dynamic and evolving landscape.
With lots of opportunity.
Vietnam's logistics sector is definitely on the move.
It is. And for those who are prepared to seize the opportunity, the rewards could be huge.
Wow. It feels like we've just scratched the surface.
There's so much happening in Vietnam's logistics sector.
It's a complex market.
It is.
But for those who are willing to put in the effort, the payoff could be substantial.
Oh, absolutely. Vietnam's got so much going for it.
It does economic growth, a strategic location, and the government's commitment to supporting the sector.
It's an attractive proposition for investors.
Let's recap quickly for our listeners.
Okay.
We started by looking at the impressive growth of Vietnam's logistics sector and what's driving it.
Things like Vietnam's location, the expanding manufacturing industry, and the push for better infrastructure.
Right.
We talked about the legal and regulatory frameworks.
Key laws like the law on investment, the law on enterprises, and Decree 163.
Right, the one that lays out the rules for logistics services.
We also looked at the different ways investors can get involved.
From setting up a company to joint ventures, mergers and acquisitions.
And we walked through the licensing process, talked about taxes, and highlighted those important labor laws, land regulations, customs procedures, and trade agreements.
We covered a lot of ground.
We did, but we didn't shy away from the challenges either.
Like the complex regulations, infrastructure bottlenecks, and the need to understand Vietnamese business culture.
But those challenges can be overcome.
With careful planning the right partners and staying informed.
Exactly. And we ended by looking at the future of Vietnam's logistics sector.
All those exciting trends.
Like e-commerce technology and specialized services like cold chain logistics.
Creating new opportunities.
So if you're thinking about investing in Vietnam's logistics sector, what's the first step?
Do your research, connect with the experts at Harley Miller Law Firm, and explore the possibilities.
Vietnam's logistics sector is on the move.
And you could be part of it.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for sharing your insights today.
It's been a pleasure.
This has been Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, your guide to navigating Vietnam's dynamic business landscape.
We look forward to having you join us again.
Goodbye.